Hello, everybody. I am Tom Banter, and I am taking the plunge today. I was nominated by Smoldering Blue, who you should immediately go listen to after listening to this, because he is the friendliest person and has the most hypnotic voice. So, thanks for nominating me, Blue. And here we go. The Take the Plunge questionnaire is 10 questions posted about 3 years ago. I don't know if people are still actively doing this, but I was just nominated, and I don't often get nominated for many challenges. So I will try not to ramble, but I would like to participate. So 10 questions to get to know me, and it was originally posted on the GWA Backstage subreddit. Question number one is, when listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? I'm going to say voice. There's a lot to be said for a first impression. And I think that anybody can say anything, and it could be me, it could be you, it could be Gilbert Gottfried. Anyone can say anything. Anybody could say, everybody could say the same line. You're going to receive it differently depending on how someone delivers it and what their voice sounds like. Timber, tempo, pitch. There are some very attractive, alluring, sexy voices that are, they're just inherently attractive. The way that person speaks contributes to it as well. And then there are just some voices that are not, they don't sound nice. And so I'd rather somebody who uses their voice or has a voice that is sexy, or both, you know, tell me they want to fuck me, than somebody who enunciates strangely, who elocutes in a way I don't like. So without a doubt, it's voice. Question number two, tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. No one, not another person. I am a cum slut. I love cum. I like watching it. I like watching men make it. I think about the taste. I think about eating it. I think about having it on me. It's just something that it's something that turns me on a lot. And the more of it, the hotter it is. And I've never told anybody that. I don't think I've even told my partner that. So, and I'm not ashamed of it. It's just you don't go around saying I'm a cum slut. So, but I am. I know that I am. So, you know, give me your cum, because that's what Tom Banter likes. Number three is, what sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or to put it another way, which would you least want people who actually know you in real life to know about? I'm going to answer the parenthetical here. Not necessarily embarrassed or ashamed of it, but I don't know if I'd want people knowing it. But a lot of the pornography that I pursue is really, really hard bondage, and I get off on those scenarios, you know, being like shrink wrapped, or like being put in a pillory, being immobilized, cum control, denial, breath control. There's all of these situations where you're kind of humiliated, or like sexually tortured, I can get pretty hardcore. So I won't be telling any of that to my in-laws anytime soon. Well, I won't be, nor will I be sharing it with my close friends. The next question, and I've lost track of the number here. Think of all of the words and phrases that push your buttons. All of the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine that you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again. But you get to keep just one. Only one. Which one would you keep? I like being called cute, and I would never want that to be erased from existence. There's something about the hottest, sexiest guy coming up to you, flirting hard, and admitting to you that he thinks you are very cute. Not hot, not sexy, but cute. The hot and sexy can come later. I feel like I'm in high school again. It's exciting. It's a really dynamic word, you know, because like a baby chick is cute. A kitten is cute. Babies are cute. But when like a grown person calls you cute, and there's, you know, there's this sexual undertone there, juxtaposing that with a word that is typically used to name something that's attractive but adorable, that makes it hot to me. If you got a private message saying, "Hey, Tom," because that's my real name, "I recognize your voice. I know this is you." How do you think you would feel or react, assuming the message was coming from a standard friend? If it was somebody who was anonymous and I didn't know, I would freak out. And I actually did freak out, and I just kind of deleted the message when somebody did this to me recently on Reddit. I'm pretty new. I'm only about a week old here. And so I'm not used to people. I'm not used to the attention that my voice has been bringing me. If I was like on Facebook and like a friend said, "Hey, I think I heard something that you made on Reddit, and it's audio porn, and I know it's you. I know it's your voice." I'd probably ask them, "Well, what did you think? How did you like it? Can I get some notes?" I take a lot of pride in the work that I do. I come from a filmmaker background, and so I love to write, especially dialogue, and a lot of the clips that I post, I wrote myself, and I do all of my own sound design. To me, art is always a process. The art of creation is a process, and whatever comes out is just whatever comes out, but it is a product, and I'm proud of it. So if somebody found it, the first thing I would ask would probably be, "How long have you been coming here?" And two, you know, did you enjoy it? Did you get off on it? How did you like it? And, you know, what would you change? If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? So, of course, if I'm going out, I'm going to try to make myself look pretty. But I think my strongest weapon would have to be my wit. The art of conversation is dead to a lot of people. And I don't like feeling dumb, and I don't like dating dumb people. So if I'm out and I'm ready to meet someone, if they can't have a conversation that is engaging, meaningful, has some sort of significance, at least at some point, that's a big turnoff. So I think that my wit and my ability to have a conversation is my best, my strongest weapon. You know, the first conversation that you have with somebody, that's that can be a strong indicator of whether you are going to enjoy their company in the future or not. What would your friend say is the best, the absolute best aspect of your personality? I think they would say my sense of humor. It's not what I would want them to say. There's other things that I think I'm pretty awesome at, but they'd probably say my sense of humor. I have a very dry sense of humor. I'm always making a joke. I like making people laugh. It makes them feel good. It makes me feel good. It's one of my favorite things to do. And definitely that. When flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? I'm going to go back to the social weapon question and add to that so that to answer this question. I think that if somebody can introduce themselves in a way that is unique, not just, hey, like, what do I do with that? Or how are you doing? Like, okay, if you're flirting, please don't ask me that. Make me laugh. Or tell me something, or put something in words that I haven't seen before. Capture my interest and show me how clever you can be. I think that is going to draw me in the most. Definitely. What's the strangest thing you've ever put your junk into? I used to fuck my couch, like when I was a teenager. In between the cushions, I would fuck them, and this was before I knew that I could make myself feel good. I knew that I could, like, I think I still had like dry orgasms at that point because I was so young, and I didn't know about jerking off, but I knew that I could feel good, and I was able to have an erection, and I used to fuck my couch cushions. Also, it's not, this wouldn't be putting my junk into it, but those little like jets in a pool, I found out when I was a teenager that like standing in front of them, like letting the jet, like, you know, I guess massage my cock felt really good, and I must have come in in some people's pools. Very rude of me. I must have done that a few times. So I was probably not the most considerate teenager in the world, but these days I stick to fucking my husband, or jerking off. So I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to what my dick gets stuck into. And finally, name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. I don't know if they're still around, but Mage Quit had an audio that I heard that made me come. It was really hot, and I don't know if he's still a part of this community because the last thing he posted was like 3 years ago, but I would really love to hear Mage Quit answer this if he hasn't already. If he has, then I'm lame, and this was a waste of an answer. But anyway, those are my 10 questions. That was my plunge. I hope you learned something that you enjoyed. Thank you for listening, everybody. Be well and goodbye.